welcome back to West Lake High School gym. As we'll have your starting lineup now. First off, for the Springfield-Glendale Lady Falcons, number 3, sophomore Ari Warren. Sophomore Eva Sperlin. Ellie Gibbons, a sophomore. Megan Wade, the senior. And junior Maddie Singh. That's your 5 starters for Glendale Lady Falcons coming in at 2-2, coached by Coach Matt Howell. And now, time for West Lake Lady Visitors. Junior Lucy Haker is first. Junior Zoe Sharnhorst is next. Here comes the freshman point guard, Ainsley McWilliams. Junior Stanley Peterson is next. And finally, the freshman Jillian Green. That's your starting 5 for the West Plains Lady Scissors. Lady Scissors are 2-3 on the season. Coached by Coach Chris Theodore, assisted by Eli Ernst and Madison McTagg. Once again, the freshman contest. Glendale won it 23-3 as they only played 2 quarters in that ball game. And in the JV contest, Glendale defeated West Plains 35-33 in a thriller. So now, see if the Lady Zithers can salvage one of the ball games here of this 3-game set. West Plains student body is here, and quite a few folks in the stands, parents and spectators. And Glendale has a pretty good bunch of folks here watching as well. Waiting on the Lady Zithers. Here they come. Ellie Gibbons will be jumping center. She's a 6'1 freshman. Jumping up against freshman Jillian Green. Jillian is 5'9 or 5'10. Here we go. Let's get this thing underway, boys and girls. And it's going to be controlled by Glendale. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine pregame show with the basketball. That'll be Wade. Wade goes on the right side. Long 3 is up and good. And that is Warren hitting the 3, and Glendale right off the bat takes a 3-0 lead, and they've got full court defense going on here, full court pressure. And McWilliams lost it, but got it back. Sharnhorst gives it to Haper on the left wing. Haper. Now she'll give it to McWilliams. They'll go right side. And Jillian Green's 3-pointer no good. Shaylee Peterson up, no good. Lucy Haper on the rebound. Zoe Sharnhorst into the paint. She'll put one up, and it goes, and she's fouled. Zoe Sharnhorst down the basket. And the foul's going to be on Gibbons. That's her first. That is the first team foul on Glendale. And Zoe Sharnhorst to go to the free throw line to shoot one. And it's no good. Jillian Green with the rebound. Turns around, puts it back up. No good. Missed it. And now with the rebound, Zing will bring it up the floor. Gets it to Gibbons underneath. And Gibbons with the easy layup. 6'1 freshman there. McWilliams to Haper on the left side. McWilliams up top. Sharnhorst on the right side gives it to Green. They'll go cross court to Ainsley McWilliams. Now Sharnhorst up top for 3. It's no good. Lucy Haper with the rebound. Takes it to the right wing. Up top now is Sharnhorst. They go down on the post to Peterson. Now Haper will fire 3. No good. And rebound by Zing. She stepped on the out-of-bounds line, but the official didn't see it. And so now, three-pointer is no good. Glendale with the rebound. It'll be Wade with the basketball. Gives it to Warren on that left wing. But he's in a man-to-man defense. Warren up top will shoot the three again. It's good. Harry Warren has 2 3-pointers. Glendale leads it by a score of 8-2. Scharnhorst on the right wing. Gives it to Peterson inside. Jillian Green from the free throw line. It's good. Green got her first basketball game. 4 points, Glendale lead. Warren will walk it up the floor for Glendale. Ladies, this is to pick them up at half court. Warren now trying to decide. She'll go to the left. Nope, she'll bring it back up top. Gives it off to Zing. Zing's going to fire a three, and it's no good. Hafer with the rebound for the Lady Zizzards. Lucy Hafer going to bring it up the floor. Gives it up to McLean across the timeline. Peterson from the free throw line. It's good. Daley Peterson. Lady Zizzards trailing by two with 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Warren will bring it up across the timeline to the right side. Now she'll go back to the right wing. She'll try to drive, but we get a foul on Lady Zizzards. That's going to go against Zoe Scharnhorst. That'll be her first team foul on Lady Zizzards. And Glendale will inbound under the basket. Warren on the right wing. Another three is good. Harry Warren has hit 3 3-pointers here in the first quarter. She's got 9 of Glendale's 11 points. Pearson missed the shot. Gets her own rebound, puts it back in. 11-8, Glendale with the lead. Here comes Zing across the timeline. Right side, jumps it at the free throw line, and no good. And we've got a foul. This is going to go against West Plains, I believe. No, it's going to go against Glendale. And given the big 6-1 freshman, except for the second foul going over the back. See how long Glendale will leave her in there. And they're not going to leave her in there. They're going to substitute, so Givens will come out. And coming in will be Burry. Lady Zizzards with the basketball, trailing by 3, 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. Ashley Cullen into the ball game for the Lady Zizzards. Kicks it over. McWilliams will fire the 3. That one's going to be too much. Rebound comes down to Glendale. Up the floor is Wade. Wade to Warren. Warren tried to knock it off of McWilliams, and there's a foul on Glendale. Gillian Green picked up the loose ball, and Ari Warren picks up the foul, her first team foul in the ball game for Glendale. Lady Zizzards will inbound on the side. Zoe Scharnhorst on the bench, getting a breather. And they'll go to Green. Turnaround jumper's good. Jillian Green in the lane. It's a 1-point Glendale lead. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Warren will bring it across the timeline. Started by McWilliams. And Warren puts it up. No good. Peterson had it taken away by Warren, and Green takes it away from Warren. Up the floor, Lucy Hafer going to back it up. Lucy looking for somebody, finally gets it to Ashley Colton going down the baseline, and now she's going to get fouled. And let's see if they call this one on Glendale, and it's going to be Erin Warren. That's her second. 14 foul on Glendale, and coming in is going to be Randall. Nope, Randall's going to sit down. It will be Marr into the ball game for Glendale. Lady Scissors will inbound. Green on the baseline. Missed the shot. Rebound Zing. She'll bring it up the floor for Lady Scissors, or for Glendale, I should say. Missed the shot. Lucy Hafer on the rebound. Hafer gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams to Peterson at the free throw line. Backs it out to Hafer. Jillian Green from the baseline hits the three. Jillian Green with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Glendale wants a timeout. 13-11. Ladies Zizzers with the lead back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Ladies Zizzers Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Creature Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers have the lead, 13-11 over Glendale with 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. And Glendale will throw it in on the side. Megan Wade will do the honors for the Lady Falcons. And they're talking about something down at the scorer's table. And the scoreboard showing two team fouls on Glendale, but it must be a problem with the scoreboard because they've got four fouls. Givens has two and Warren has two. So here we go. It'll be Zing bringing it up across the timeline. Hafer will pick her up. Top of the key. Zing coming down the lane and missed the shot. And the rebound was missed. And it's back up and in by Wade. Lady Zizzers not doing a good job on the board. Colton with the basketball, left corner, goes up top to McWilliams. Green on the wing, she'll put up another one. That one's no good. Colton battling underneath, missed the shot, gets her own rebound, puts it back in. Ashley Colton. Well, wait a minute. So they thought Glendale called another timeout, but they didn't. Glendale will have the basketball. Zing will bring it up. He'll take it out in the right corner. Three-pointers, no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams with the basketball, bringing it up the floor. On the right wing, gives it to Green. She lost the handle on it. Going the other way is Wade, and it's blocked by Green. And Green's going to get called for the foul. She blocked it cleanly, but then she slipped and went right in. Went right in to Wade. So Wade is going to be shooting two for Glendale. And she missed the first one. So Zoe Shrub's going to come in. Lucy Hafer will come out for Lady Zizzers. She'll get a break. And Wade's second free throw is up. And it's no good. And McWilliams with the rebound. She'll push it up the floor. Gets it to Colton, who traveled with the basketball. Couldn't get a real clear handle on the ball and traveled with it. So it'll go back to Glendale. Lady Zizzers will pick him up at half court. It'll be Wade bringing it up across the timeline, guarded by McWilliams. Wade. And now that will be Murr in the ball game. Zing in the lane, shot up, no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up. Up ahead, it's Colton. It's good. Ashley Colton with 4 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 4 minute and a half to go, first quarter. Right side on the wing. That would be Burry. And they give it up to Murr. Murr up top. Gives it to Zing up top. Zing guarded by Colton. Zing going to the left side. Gives it up back to Zing now on the left wing. Back down the corner now. And that one is stolen away. Here come the Lady Zippers up the floor. Jillian Green missed the layup. Trying to avoid the offensive foul. The rebound comes down the way. And now Zing is going to take it down the lane. Shot up, no good. Peterson with the rebound. Strub with it across the timeline for the Lady Zippers. 43 seconds to go first quarter. Colson with it. Colson on the left wing. Back to Strub. Williams. McWilliams all the way around. Peterson had her shot blocked. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zipper basketball on the baseline. 30 seconds to go, and Delani Wahome will check in for Peterson now for Lady Zipper. And Zing will get a break for Glendale. And one more coming in. Duval will check in. And Sperlin will get a breather for Glendale. Jillian Green will inbound to McWilliams. Back to Green down on the post. Wahome with a basketball. Had Lady Falcons all over. And now McWilliams is going to get called for the foul. That'll be Ainsley's first. Third team foul on Lady Zippers. And Glendale will inbound. And now Zing and Rory Warren will come back in. Randall will come out, and coming out will be Duvall. So it'll be Warren to throw it in on the baseline for Glendale. Warren gets it to Zing underneath. Easy basket for Zing, her first one of the ball game. 2-point Lady Zizzer lead, 13 seconds to go first quarter. McWilliams across the timeline. Gets it back to Colton. They'll give it to Wahome. Zoe Strub for three. It's good. Zoe Strub with the Community First Banking Company. West Bank out rolling there, three corners. Lady Zippers lead it at the end of one, 20-15. Back in 60 seconds to listen to Lady Zippers basketball, 100.9 the train.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
Listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym as we start the second quarter of play. Lady Zippers have a 20-15 lead over the Glendale Lady Falcons here. It will be Glendale basketball to start the second quarter. And for the Lady Zizzers, it will be McWilliams, Shrub, Colton, Wahome, and Green. And here we go. Warren with the basketball for Glendale. She'll walk it up the floor, guarded by McWilliams. She'll bring it across the timeline. Now they'll go to Zing. It's knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Glendale basketball down on the baseline. So Warren will throw it in on the baseline. Over in the right corner. Gets it to Zing. Zing in the lane. Puts the shot up. She's going to get fouled. Zing will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And this is going to go again. Delani Wahome. That's her first. First team foul of the second quarter. And Zing will shoot two for the Glendale Lady Falcons. First one's up, and it's good. two free throws. Okay, I really don't know what's going on, but Letty Zizzers have a three-point lead. McWilliams, and she misses the three, and Green over the back. And that's going to be Gillian Green's second foul ball game. Second team foul on Letty Zizzers. So Glendale will get the basketball. Warren across the timeline. And she'll give it to Zing. Zing up top now. Zing, she looks to drive, and now we've got a illegal screen by Sperlin. That will be her first foul, first team foul on Glendale. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Shrub pulls up, and the floater will not go in. Wahome, had both shots blocked. Now we got a jump ball, and it will be Glendale basketball. 7:05 to go first half. 2017, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Warren will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Goes to the right side. Looking for a screen, she'll fire a three. It's no good this time. And Shrub couldn't hang on to the loose ball. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Glendale ball on the baseline. So Warren going to throw it in for Glendale. And she's going to take it up top to Sperlin. Sperlin driving, kicks it out to Zing, who will fire a three. It's no good. And rebound, Wahome gives it up to McWilliams. Here comes the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams with the basketball up top. Now it's Colton. She'll drive the baseline, kicks it inside. Wahome missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Glendale. Zing will bring it up the floor on the right side. That will be Wade. Back to Zing on the right wing. Zing, she's going to drive. And shot no good, and Wahome's going to commit the foul. And that'll be number two on Delonte Wahome. Third team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And I can tell you right now, folks, if that lane is open at all, Zing is going to drive. She's at the free throw line to shoot two, and she makes the first one. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. And now Colton and Wahome will come out. Hayter and Peterson are back in for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw from Zing is good. She's got 6 points in the ball game. And it's a 1 point Lady Zizzer lead. Hayter with the basketball on the right wing, up top to McWilliams. Struck now on the left wing, drives, puts the ball up, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Shrub. She had a hold of basketball. They wouldn't call a jump ball, but they did call a foul on her. That's the official's fault. Zoe had a hold of the basketball with both hands for 3 seconds there before finally letting go, and then they called a foul on her for letting go, I guess. Warren will bring it up across the timeline. Lady Zizzers have 14 fouls. Warren has it go out of bounds. It'll be Glendale ball down in the corner on the right side. Warren to throw it in. Takes it up. Gets it out top to Murr. Murr in the ball game. Zing with the basketball up top now. Zing on the right wing. They'll go inside. Sperling kick it out. Murr for three. It's no good. And a rebound comes down. Warren coming down the lane. And Warren wide open down the lane with the layup. Glendale with a one-point lead. Peterson shot no good. Rebound Sperling. Here comes Zing up the floor. Lady Zizzer And Don Cole here shooting the basketball. Zing's shot is no good. Peterson with the rebound. Gives it out to Green. Green will bring it up the floor. Gives it to Hafer now on the left side. Lucy Hafer back to Green. Green pulls up with the jumper. It's good. Julian Green with 9 points in the ball game. Lady Scissors lead it by one. 4:50 to go first half. Warren will walk it up the floor across the timeline. Givens is set to check back in at the next loose ball for Glendale. Warren coming down the lane. It's blocked by Green. Here comes McWilliams the other way. It's blocked by Zing out of bounds. It'll be Liddy to the basketball. Givens will check in. Wade will check in. Zing and Murr will check out. And then also coming in is Duvall, and Warren will check out for Glendale. McWilliams will throw it in on the baseline for the Lady Scissors. McWilliams doing the honors. Zoe Scharnhorst in the game. McWilliams will fire the three on the baseline. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams with the community first. Thank you, Governor. West Plains Mount Golden Sayre, three-pointer. And Lady Scissors lead it 25-21. Glendale wants the timeout. Coming back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Scissors Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The year-end sales event is going on now at EdgeLearn Harper Farm Equipment. Get the Kubota L2502 compact tractor for just $322 per month, or the Kubota L3302 compact tractor for just $385 per month, both with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Plus, get great tractor package deals, too, during the year-end sales event going on now at EdgeLearn Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. Now through December 31st, 2024, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Scissors lead at 25-21 over the Springfield-Glendale Lady Falcons. And it'll be Glendale basketball. 4:21 to go in the first half. Zing back in the ball game for Glendale. Brings it across the timeline. Zing on the left wing. Keeps the dribble alive. Now Sperling. Sperling looking. Gets it over to Duncan in the ball game. Sperling with it. And almost stolen away. And now it is by Lucy Hafer. Lucy Hafer. And she had it stolen away by Zing. Zing back. Peterson. It's good by Zing. Zing with the layup over Peterson. Now Scharnhorst. Is it? And it's knocked out of bounds by Sperling. Glendale getting in those passing lanes. It'll be Lady Scissor basketball on the side here. 3.5 to go in the first half. Lady Scissor's lead is 2. And Givens is back in the ball game in place of Burry. McWilliams with it up top for Lady Scissor. She'll set the offense. Scharnhorst on the right wing. Back to McWilliams up top. McWilliams gives it up. Peterson at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Green will fire the three. It's good. Jillian Green with another Yankee First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove and Sayre three-pointer. Ladies, his lead is 5. Warren with the basketball now. On the right side, Warren. Warren looking to drive. Puts a shot up. And now they're going to call a foul. Coach Otter didn't like it. I didn't see the foul, to be honest, but it's going to be on McWilliams for a second. And that is the 15th foul. So now Glendale will get to shoot free throws for the rest of this quarter, which is 3:01. And Warren missed the first free throw. I'm serious, folks. Warren was all the way past McWilliams. She was 2 steps faster, and they called a foul on McWilliams. Warren hit the second free throw. She's got 12 in the ball game for Glendale. McWilliams back to Scharnhorst. He'll fire a three, and it's off the glass. Good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Golden Sayre, three-pointer. Lady Scissors with their largest lead of the ball game at 7. Warren with the basketball. Right side to Zing now. Zane will put up a three. It's no good. Air ball. It'll go Wedding Scissors. Now Glendale will substitute. West Plains inbounded the ball, but the official said, no, no, let them in. So now Zing and Warren will come out. And here we go. McWilliams with the basketball. 2:25 to go here in the first half. Cross court to Haper. Lucy's going to drive, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Lucy Haper. They're going to say that the defender was set. So Glendale will get the basketball here. And bringing it up will be Wade. Wade on the left side. That will be Burry. Now Sperling's going to drive inside. She traveled with the basketball. No basket. Now Lady Scissors with it. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Lady Scissors with a 7-point lead, just under 2 minutes. And Green, another three is good. Jillian Green with another community first banking company. West Plains Town Gold is there, three-pointer. Lady Scissors lead is 10, their biggest of the ball game. Minute 40 to go, first half. And let's see. Loose basketball. Green dove on it, but missed it. Sperling has it. Gives it up to Wade. Wade down in the right side now. Trying to put the shot up. It's no good. Givens with the rebound underneath. And she'll get it up top. Around to the right side is Wade on the right wing. Wade trying to dribble. Now up top. It'll be Burry. And Hafer just picked up her second foul. And now, Colton and Shrub will come in. McWilliams and Haper will have a seat for Lady Scissors. And let's see who's at the free throw line here. I believe that's Sperling shooting two. It's no good. First one, no good. Minute 12 to go here in the first half. Lady Scissors with a 10-point lead. Berlin now will attempt the second free throw, and it's good. So Berlin has her first point of the ball game. Scharnhorst up to Colton, who had it go off her hands out of bounds. It's a turnover on the ladies' visit. And now Zing and Warren will check back in. And Givens and Murr. We'll have a seat for Glendale. Minute 7 to go, first half. Lady Scissors up by 9. Zing will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Left side, Warren. Warren now dribbles up top. Warren looking on the right side now. Gives it off. And up top to Zing now. Zing on the right wing. Gets a little bit of an opening, and that's, well, I thought it was going to go out of bounds, but Glendale was able to save it. Sperling kicks it out. Wade. Wade shot up, no good. Green with the rebound. Here come the Lady Scissors. 32 seconds to go and a half. Peterson. Shaley Peterson with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Town Gold and Fair, three-pointer. Lady Scissors up by 12 with 18 seconds to go and a half. Warren with it. Warren comes to the right side now, and Shrub steals the basketball. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And whose ball is it going to be? Brill comes in, Green comes out. They're giving this to Glendale. It was knocked out of Shrub's hands by Glendale. That should be out of bounds on Glendale down there. Zing coming in the lane. Shot up and good. Zing gets the basket. And at the half, it's 37-27. Lady Scissors with the lead over the Glendale Lady Falcons. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll have your halftime, the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment a halftime show. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Hey there, pizza lovers. Craving a feast without breaking the bank? Well, you're in luck. Dive into the Season of Savings event at Pizza Inn with their mouth-watering $9.99 all-day pizza buffet. Unlimited pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. Bring your family, bring your appetite, and savor the savings at Pizza Inn. Hurry, this deal won't last long. Head to Pizza Inn in West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware. And hey, Pizza Inn gift cards make great stocking stuffers.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Glendale Lady Falcons from Springfield 37-27 here at the half. For the Lady Scissors, they're being led by Jillian Green so far with 15 points in the ball game. 7 points from Shaylee Peterson, 5 for Zoe Sharnhorst. Ainsley McWilliams has 3, 4 for Ashley Colton, and 3 for Zoe Shrub. Nobody is in foul trouble for the Lady Scissors. For Glendale, they're being led by a Warren with 12, Zing with 10, 2 for Wade, 1 for Sperlin, and 2 for Givens, and nobody in foul trouble for Glendale. West Plains has been whistled for 10 fouls here in this first half, and Glendale only 5. Glendale was whistled for 4 in the first quarter, only whistled for 1 in the second quarter. Lady Zizzers got whistled for 7 fouls in the second quarter. A little lopsided there, but anyway, Lady Zizzers with a 10-point lead. Lady Zizzers have hit 7 three-pointers in the ball game, and by the way, 5 of those came in the second quarter, and Glendale has hit 3 three-pointers, and those came in the first quarter by Ari Warren. So Lady Zizzers lead it 37-27 here at the half. All right, I told you earlier that we were going to talk about the pink and white and blue and gold tournament bracket. West Plains Lady Zizzers got a 6th seed in the white bracket of the pink and white tournament. They're going to play at 12:30 on Friday, December 27th against Springfield Catholic. They've already played Springfield Catholic at the Fairgrove tournament and defeated them, but it was a good hard-fought contest. So Lady Zizzers will play Catholic 12:30 in the O'Reilly Event Center. Now, in the pink bracket, Fair Lady Bobcats will take on the number 2 seed Stratford at 11 a.m. on Friday, December 27th in the Weiser Gymnasium. Once again, that ball game will be at 11 o'clock. Now, in the blue and gold, in the gold division, West Plains Zizzer Boys got a 7th seed, and they will take on Marshfield at 5 p.m. on December the 26th. And once again, that's at 5 p.m., and that game will be played at the Great Southern Bank Arena. So the Zizzer Boys playing Marshfield at 5 o'clock. So there are the brackets and how everything looks for the Pink and White, Blue and Gold Holiday Tournament in Springfield this year. All right, ladies and visitors, lead is 37-27 here at the Hack. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening, ladies, is a basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
There's something about the Christmas season that always brings back so many memories. And for me, so many of those great memories were in a Chevrolet. Like filling up the trunk of Mom's Chevrolet with all the gifts to take to Grandma's house on Christmas Day. Whatever your Christmas tradition may be, make your memories in a Chevrolet. And from all of us at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, may God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM Sea of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And we're getting ready to start the third quarter of play. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead Glendale Lady Falcons from Springfield 37-27. Lady Zizzers will go with their original starting lineup, and so will Glendale. All right. Glendale will get the basketball. All right, I believe we're ready to go now. Glendale will inbound at half court. And Lady Zizzers trying to keep it out of Warren's hand. Warren on the right wing. Gets it to Sperlin. Sperlin will run down the loose ball. And she just double dribbled and made the whole thing. Warren on the right wing. Warren in the lane with the floater is up. No good. And it's going to be off of Lady Zizzers. It'll be Glendale ball on the baseline out of bounds. Warren will throw it in, goes to Zing in the paint. Zing turns around, shot no good. Green with the rebound. Lady Zizzers bring it up the floor. Green gets it over to Peterson. Back to Green, top of the key, missed the shot. And Peterson with the basketball gets it out to Hafer. Hafer will drive, kicks it over to Scharnhorst up top to McWilliams. McWilliams gives it to Green. She'll fire from the wing. It's good for three. Jillian Green with the Candy First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead it by 13. Warren with the basketball across the timeline. Lady Zizzers in that man-to-man defense. Warren still up top. McWilliams on her. Zing has it now up top. Zing being guarded by Hafer. Now they go to Warren on the wing. She'll drive. Kicks it over to Sperlin. He'll shoot the jumper. It's an air ball. No good. Given with the basketball. And now Sperlin coming in the side. That's an offensive foul on Sperlin. Second foul on Sperlin. First team foul on Glendale third quarter. Shaley Peterson takes the charge. Glendale didn't like it. But that's the way it is. McWilliams across the timeline, gets it to Hafer down the left corner. She'll go up top to Scharnhorst. Peterson now on the right side, back to Scharnhorst. McWilliams, Hafer at the free throw line, puts the shot up, no good. Green battling for it. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Glendale basketball. And now Lady Zizzers on three-quarter court pressure now. Some soft three-quarter court pressure. Zing will bring it up across the timeline. And now she'll go to the right wing. Gives it up to Murr. Murr back to Zing on the right wing. Zing trying to get inside. Puts the shot up. No good. Green with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Green will bring it up. This is to Hafer. Hafer kicks it out to Scharnhorst, who will fire the three. In and out. No good. Sperlin with the rebound. Berlin will back it up, give it to Zing. She's bringing it up the floor, got to get in front of her. And she missed the shot. And Zoe Scharnhorst with the basketball for the Lady Zizzers. Green up top, kicks it to Hafer underneath, and Lucy Hafer scores on the layup. Lady Zizzers lead it now 42-27 with 5:15 to go third quarter. Warren with the basketball up top for Glendale. She'll go to the right side. Keeps the dribble. Backs it out. Now she'll try again. She's trying to go inside. And we got a foul on the West Plains. And that's going to be on Ainsley McWilliams. And that's three on Ainsley. And so Coach Otter may have to make a decision here. Do you leave your point guard in? Williams almost stole it. Murr with it out top. Murr. Zing with it now up top. Zing pulls up for the jumper. No good. And Scharnhorst with the rebound. Zoe Scharnhorst takes it the other way. Gives it to McWilliams up top. McWilliams kicks it over to Hafer. Peterson had her man pinned down underneath. And Peterson with the rebound and puts it back up. Peterson on the putback on the McWilliams miss. Lady Zippers lead it by 17, and Glendale wants a timeout. 44-27, 4:28 to go in the third quarter. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zipper Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Dr. McConnell takes a unique approach with each patient.
Felt like when I first started with my training, if you had an orthopedic problem, you were going to see a surgeon, and that's what you got. And now it seems like, you know, there's steroid injections, gel injections, PRP injections, even physical therapy. Certainly for a lot of patients, you don't necessarily have to operate on that. And that's, I think, a misconception about coming to a surgeon's office.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Scissors have opened up a 17-point lead over Glendale with 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. Warren for the Glendale Lady Falcons out top. Warren coming to the left. She'll pull up for the three, and it is no good. Peterson with the rebound. Green bringing it up the floor. And now we got a foul on Glendale. We're reaching in. Who are they going to call it on? That's going to go against Wade. That's Wade first. That is the second team foul on Glendale. Warren will come out of the ball game. And Williams will throw it in, gets it to Scharnhorst, across to Hafer on the left wing. Hafer up top goes to Peterson on the right side. Back to Scharnhorst, and she traveled with the basketball. She went to push off on that left foot. It slid a little bit, and they called it. Glendale will inbound at half court. It'll be Murr with the basketball. Gives it back to Wade. Wade brings it across the timeline for Glendale. Wade on the left side. Givens with it. He'll go up top to Sperling now. Left side on the wing. That would be Burry. Back to Murr now on the left side, up top to Sperling. Sperling trying to drive, now goes inside. Shot no good. On the floor, out of bounds, it'll be Glendale basketball off of Lucy Hafer. So now it'll be Wade to throw it in on the baseline for Glendale. And they'll toss it up, and Hafer, Lucy Hafer comes up with loose basketball, brings it across the timeline. It's going to be stolen away by Burry, and here comes Glendale again. Lady Zizzers still turning the basketball over a little bit too much in this ball game. Sperling up top for Glendale. Gives it up to Burry. Burry on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Now gives it to Sperling. Sperling up top. Lady Scissors playing a tough hand-to-man defense right now. Three-pointer from Wade is no good. Green make it McWilliams. 5'6" freshman Ainsley McWilliams pulls down the rebound. I think she's the shortest one on the floor. And Shaley Peterson gets another Community First Banking Company West Plains Mount Rowan Fair three-pointer from the right baseline corner. And the Lady Scissors have now opened up a 20-point lead. Shot is up and good that time by Wade. She's going to get fouled. And Lucy Hafer just picked up her third foul. And that is the second team foul. Zoe Shrub, Ashley Colton come in. Lucy Hafer and Ainsley McWilliams will come out for the Lady Scissors. And it'll be Wade at the free throw line to shoot one for Glendale. And it's no good. Green with the rebound. Letty Zizzers have an 18-point lead with 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer ball right in front of the Lady Zizzer bench. Zoe Scharnhorst is going to, Ashley Coulson is going to throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. And they'll get it to Peterson over to Shrub. Shrub on the left side. She's knocked down. They're going to call traveling on her. And I'm going to tell you, West Plains folks didn't like that call. I mean, Zoe didn't just fall down. She had some help that time. You know, when you bump somebody, they'll fall down. Warren with the basketball up top for Glendale on the right side. Keeps the dribble. Now she's going to drive on that right side. Now we got another foul. It's going to be a hand check foul. This one may be, yep, Zoe Scharnhorst. She picks up her second. That is the third team foul. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Glendale will inbound on the side. Wade will throw it in. Gets it to, Zoe Scharnhorst knocks it away, runs down the loose ball. But Peterson now comes up with the loose ball. And now Ashley Colton is going to, a kick ball from Ashley Colton. So it'll go over to Glendale. And Zoe almost stole it again. Warren with the basketball. She'll bring it up across the timeline. She pushes off Scharnhorst. No call, and Warren hits the three. Eric Warren that time just simply took her right arm and just pushed Scharnhorst out of the way. And now Glendale. Lady Zizzers call a timeout as Glendale puts the full court press on. 47-32, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Minute 35 to go, third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening. Lady Zizzer basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Minute 35 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 47-32. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. We'll throw it in on the side. Ainsley McWilliams comes in. And she'll bring it up. Oh, she lost it. And on the floor now, Lady Zizzers pick it up. Colson with the basketball. Ashley Colson gives it back to Peterson. Got to get it across the timeline. They do to McWilliams. McWilliams with the basketball over to Colson on the left wing. There's a foul, I believe, on Wade. That should be her second. And that will be the first team foul on Glendale this quarter. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. Up by 17 with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. And Green will throw it in. Gets it to McWilliams. Back to Green on the post. And Peterson has it partially blocked. And Zing with the basketball. Warren will fire the three. It's no good. Zoe Shrub with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Shrub gets it up to Peterson. Peterson driving in, shot up, no good. It's going to go to Glendale. Peterson trying to draw the foul as she drove to the basket. Now Peterson's going to come out, and Delaney Wahomey will come in. 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers up 17. Zing will bring it up the floor for Glendale across the timeline. Zing at the free throw line. Pull up jumper is good. Zing's got 12 points in the ball game. McWilliams with it now. And there's a foul, a blocking foul. I believe it's on Zing. And believe it or not, folks, that is the first foul on Maddie Green for Glendale. 14 foul on the Lady Falcons. 28 seconds to go here. As McWilliams crosses the timeline, gives it to Wahomie. Fulton back to Wahomie inside. And Green coming down the lane, picks up the ball and puts it in. Jillian Green. Ladies, this is up to 17 now. Warren across the timeline, 6 seconds. Warren's going to take a shot. There it is, and it's no good. Wahomie with the rebound. At the end of three, Lady Scissors lead it 51-34. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And some kind of discussion between the Glendale coaches and the scoring table and the officials. And the official just told the Glendale coaches it's his fault, whatever it was. Lady Scissors are going to get the basketball, start the fourth quarter. They lead it 49-34. Now we're still, I don't know what in the world the deal is, but they're talking to Coach Honor now. So now they're going to say it's good. So we're going with a score of 49-34. McWilliams with the basketball. Shrub, Bolton inside to Wahomie. Shot up. And it's going to be Lady Scissor basketball, but where was the foul is what everybody here was wanting to know. So now McWilliams will throw it in on the baseline for the Lady Scissors. And she'll finally, it's knocked out of bounds by Glendale. It'll be Lady Scissor ball on the other side of the baseline of the goal. So McWilliams will try it again. She's going to go up. Gets it to Green. Green up top. Now Shrub. They go to Wahomie. Now Green will fire. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Sperling for Glendale. Here comes Warren with the basketball. Up top is Zing. Zing's going to drive down the lane. Has it partially blocked by Green. And then a foul is going to be called. Zing will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And who's this going to be on? And that's going to be the third foul on Jillian Green. And Zing will shoot two free throws. And she makes the first one. She's not the one you want to put on the free throw line because she's a good free throw shooter. Kalani Wahomie will come out. Shaylee Peterson comes in for the Lady Scissors. It's a 14-point lead. It was 20. And Zing hits another one. She's got 14 in the ball game, and it's a 13-point lead for the Lady Scissors. Fulton with the basketball, and Glendale. McWilliams will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound Sperling for Glendale. Here comes Zing up the floor. Zing will pull up and fire a three. It goes in. Zing hits the three, and now the Lady Zizzers 20-point lead is down to 10. And Ainsley McQueen misses a layup. Here comes Zing the other way. Zing will kick it out to Warren. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And it's tied up underneath, but no jump ball called. And Zing inside gets the rebound and puts the basket in. Why didn't they call a jump ball right there? Peterson. Shrub for three out of the corner is no good. McWilliams is going to get knocked down. No foul, but it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. And, folks, I hate to say it, but it's getting lopsided here on the fouls being called. Being called and not called. Zing is slow to get up. So it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Zing's going to come out. Randall's going to come in for Glendale. 6:28 to go in the ball game, and it's an 8-point Lady Zizzer lead. Shrub with the basketball. Dribbles up top. Right side, McWilliams. They'll go into Peterson, back out to McWilliams. Now Shrub. Shrub kicks it out. McWilliams will fire a three. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams for the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain going up there, three-pointer. Lady Zizzer's up by 11. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Warren goes to the right side. Now a layup. Missed the layup. And Warren will fire a three from the side. No good. Lady Zizzers need to rebound the basketball. Warren now down the middle. Finally gets a layup. And timeout is called. 5:48 to go in the ball game. 52-43. Lady Zizzers with the lead. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening. Lady Zizzer basketball. 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
You won't get stuck between a rock and a hard place with a new Kubota utility vehicle from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Get special financing offers during their year-end sales event, like 0% APR for 60 months on the RTV X1100 cab model, or 1.99% APR for 48 months on the Kubota Sidekick. You know you want one, so come get one during the year-end sales event at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Now through December 31st, 2024. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Plains High School gym. And the Lady Zizzers on the inbound pass turned it over. So it'll be Glendale basketball on the baseline. Lady Zizzers falling apart here in the fourth quarter. Zing with the basketball, free throw line. Almost traveled with it, but didn't. Wade gives it to Warren on the right wing. Glendale has outscored the Lady Zizzers 9-3 here in the fourth quarter. And Wade just made a layup. And finally, a foul is going to be called on Glendale. That's going to be on Wade. That'll be her third. And I'm about shocked as everybody in this gymnasium that they called a foul on Glendale. They missed 10 of them here in this quarter alone. Peterson with the basketball in the corner is Hafer on the right side. Hafer, and now she'll kick it out. McWilliams, top of the key, hits another three. Ainsley McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, three-pointer. 10-point lead, Lady Zizzers, 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Wade to Warren. Warren up top, gets the screen. Warren going to drive, blocked by Green. And Green lost the basketball. Warren gets it back. Now Zing with it on the post. Goes inside. Shot up. No good. That's out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Zoe Sharnhorst is going to come in. Zoe Shrub is going to come out for the Lady Zizzers. And now Gibbons, the 6'1 freshman, comes in. And Burry will have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. And Gibbons was just holding Green right there, and they didn't call the foul. McWilliams, bring it up the floor. She's got Gibbons on her. McWilliams 5'6", Gibbons 6'1". McWilliams over to Sharnhorst. Sharnhorst. And throws it out of bounds. Led Lucy Hafer just a little bit too much. And now Gibbons will come back in, or come back out. And Murr will come back in. And Glendale is going to play offense and defense with the big gal. Warren with the basketball. We're down to 4:15 to go in the ball game. Warren on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Finally gets it to Zing. Zing on the left wing. Zing trying to drive and throws it out of bounds. Zing throws it right up in the second row over there. And I don't know who she's throwing it to because there wasn't anybody sitting there. So Al Gibbons will come back in. Murr will come back out. Gibbons. 6-1, and she just stole the pass and scores the layup. That's why they put her in there. And now it's an 8-point lead. And now Shrub has it, gets it across the timeline. And now there's a foul by Gibbons. That's her third. Second team foul on Glendale. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the side. Jelani Wahomey will come in. Peterson will come out. 8-point lead for the Lady Zizzers with 3:54 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers led by 20 at 1 point in the third quarter. McWilliams across the timeline. Shrub with it. And it's on the floor. Wahomey with it. Green gives it back. McWilliams will fire the three. It's no good. Ferlin with the rebound for Glendale. Gives it up to Zing, and Glendale's going to push it up the floor. And Wade fires the three. It's no good. And Green had the basketball, fight for it. Warren has it now. She'll shoot the three. It's no good. Shrub with a rebound for the Lady Zizzers. 3:15 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers hanging on by 8-point lead here. Shrub across the timeline. Hafer down the right corner. McWilliams over to the left side. Wahomey now down the left corner. Goes in Green. Green will turn around, shot, and no good. It's an air ball shooting over the 6-1 Gibbons. 3 minutes to go in the ball game, and Lady Zither lead is 8. Coming back in the ball game is Sharnhorst. Coming out will be Shrub. Zing will bring it up the floor for Glendale. Zing in the left corner. Murr's going to put up a three. It's no good. Green with the rebound. Green gives it up to McWilliams. McWilliams gets it across the timeline, and Glendale trying to. Julian Green hits the Community First Banking Company. West Lane Fountain open there, three-pointer from the right wing. Zing puts up a three. It's no good. And Sperling comes out with the rebound, but Zoe Sharnhorst, I believe, is going to get called for the foul. That's going to be the third on Sharnhorst. That's the second team foul here, second quarter. Shrub and Peterson in. Wahomey and Sharnhorst out for the Lady Zizzers. Glendale will inbound on the baseline. Lady Zizzers lead it by 11 with 2:26 to go in the ball game. Warren will throw it in to Zing up top. Zing pulls up the free throw line and scores. Hafer that time took a gamble, didn't get the pass, and Glendale calls a timeout. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Ladies Visit Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The year-end sales event is going on now at EdgeLearn Harper Farm Equipment. Get the Kubota L2502 compact tractor for just $322 per month, or the Kubota L3302 compact tractor for just $385 per month, both with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Plus, get great tractor package deals, too, during the year-end sales event going on now at EdgeLearn Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. Now through December 31st, 2024, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Now.
More West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. 2:21 to go in the ball game. Lady Scissors lead it 58-49 over the Glendale Lady Falcons. And I believe West Plains will have the basketball. Full court pressure by Glendale now. McWilliams will throw it in for the Lady Scissors. And it'll be Green with the basketball. Back to McWilliams, up the shrub, gets it across the timeline in the corner to Peterson. And back up top to McWilliams, over the shrub, and she's going to get fouled by Warren. That's three on Warren, third team foul. So Glendale may be looking to start fouling here. They're going to have to foul two more times before West Plains goes to free throw line. Gibbons comes back in. Now Shrub. And Gibbons is going to pick up the foul. That'll be her fourth, the big gal. That's the fourth team foul. So Lady Scissors will inbound once again. From the side, Zoe Shrub will do the honors and gets it over to Lucy Haper. Haper across the timeline, gives it to Peterson. Back out top to McWilliams. 2 minutes going to ball game. Lady Scissors up by nine. Peterson to Haper down the left corner. And it's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Scissors basketball. As Quay kicked it out of bounds on the far side. Haper will throw it in. Gives it to McWilliams. McWilliams with the basketball now. She's up top. And there's an offensive foul on Ainsley McWilliams. That's her fourth. Third team foul on Lady Scissors. So a minute 52 to go in the ball game. Minute 52 to go. Lady Scissors with a 9-point lead. Charnhorst will come in. Glendale with the basketball. Warren will bring it up the floor. And McWilliams got to be careful. She's got four fouls now. Warren on the right side. Picked up by Wahomie. Warren now dribbling up top. Gives it to Zing. Zing on the right side. And that long shot, no good. It's going to be out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Scissor basketball off of Wade in the corner. So Peterson and Shrub are going to check back in for the Lady Scissors. Wahomie is going to come out. And somebody else. Now, Sharnhorst had to go get the basketball. It went down the basement, so she brought it back. She's going to sit down. McWilliams will throw it in. Gets it over to Green. Green will bring it across the timeline. Green with the basketball. Gives it to Shrub. Now McWilliams. They'll give it to Peterson. Back to Shrub. Lady Scissors playing some keep away here. And now the foul is committed. Lady Scissors will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's going to be on four. No. I thought they said Warren. If so, yeah, that's Warren. That's her fourth foul. Zoe Shrub to the free throw line to shoot two. She makes the first one. Zoe's got 4 points in the ball game. It's a 10-point Lady Scissor lead. Peterson comes out. And Wahomie comes back in for the Lady Scissors. Shrub's second free throw. Is good. And Shrub will check out. Sharnhorst back in. Lady Scissors up by 11 with a minute 21 to go in the ball game. Warren will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Warren, she'll shoot the three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, McWilliams. And McWilliams will bring it up the floor across the timeline. McWilliams with it. On the left side, and now Glendale's getting ready to bring in. He's going to empty his bench. It'll go to Wyoming. Now Green with it, 53 seconds, and West Plains is just trying to run the clock out unless Glendale wants to foul. McWilliams with it. Wyoming back out to McWilliams, and now Scharnhorst gets the loose basketball. Now foul's going to be called on Murr, her first. And that now will be the 16th foul on Glendale. So Zoe Scharnhorst will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Zoe hits the first one. She's got 6 points in the ball game. And now Glendale will empty their bench. Givens is the only one that stays on the floor for the Lady Falcons. And Scharnhorst hits the second one. She's got 7. Lady Zizzers lead it by 13, 38 seconds to go in the ball game. Glendale brings it up the floor. Up top they go to Duval. Duval with it. And Scharnhorst steals the basketball. Lady Zizzers, Scharnhorst bringing it up the floor across the timeline. In the corner to Hafer. Lucy Hafer up top to McWilliams. Over to Green now on the left side. And Glendale won't foul. Lady Zizzers just passing the ball around. Hafer with it. Back up top to McWilliams. Lady Zizzers going to go to 3-3 on the season. They win it 62-49 over the Glendale Lady Falcons. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening, Ladies of the Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.